This is CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Kol Noradi, Nomadic Voice here, airing from University of British Columbia studios here. Kol Noradi is a world music show that airs every Sunday, 11 to 12 noon. And before, you were listening to Tana Radio and Shukshukta. The Ethiopian community just had a very successful event for their new year. So I'd like to wish the community a happy new year, a prosperous year, and one full of successes. Today on Kol Noradi, in lieu of the Jewish holidays coming up, this show will be inspired by that. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, which will fall this Friday night and this weekend. And so the music arranged for the show will reflect these holidays upcoming. Again, you're listening to Kol Noradi. In the background here, we're just listening to some beautiful French music from an Acoustic France album here that we've received in the station. It's a Putumayo release, very pretty. All right, I'd love to hear from you today. The number is 822-2487. So again, back to the muses at hand here. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. The month of Elul is where we're at now in the Jewish calendar. It's the final month in the Jewish year, and it's a particularly important time for prayer, for self-introspection, and for repentance on various levels. It is a time for reflecting. It's a time of intense spiritual preparation for the coming year and the upcoming holiday of Rosh Hashanah, which this year, again, begins on Friday. Begins on Friday, September 17th, and lasts 2 days. So Rosh Hashanah is the first and second days of the first Jewish month of Tishrei. It marks the beginning of the Jewish New Year. The celebration of this holiday is marked with a solemnity, as it's the day on which the whole world is judged for the coming year. But it is still a celebration. It is festive. It's serious, but it is also full of joy. It's also the birthday of the world, as it was on this day that man was created, the sixth day of creation. Every year on this day, we proclaim God and throne him as the one king. So this year again, this holiday, Rosh Hashanah, begins on Friday evening, September 18th, and continues through Sunday night, September 20th. And so in lieu of these beautiful holidays coming up, I've brought some new music to share, some very, very beautiful music. Eti Ankri, or Esther Ankari, an Israeli singer-songwriter. She was a former female singer of the year in the country and has performed internationally widely. She has been called the poet of Israeli spirituality. She was born to a Tunisian family and pursued an education in music through the Rimon School, which was a classic venue for would-be performers and musicians from the country. I'm going to play for you from one of her, actually her latest release, just came out this year, called Eti Ankari, Singing Songs of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Beautiful, beautiful poetry. And so we're going to begin with this. This is a piece, again, sung by Eti Ankari. And this is off of her album, Songs of Rabbi Yehuda Alevi. A little bit more about Eti Ankari to come, but first enjoy her music. You're listening to Kol Noredi on CITR 101.9 FM.
Mipatei ma'am. חנותך בבין שדי ולמה מחרת אני צמיתות למעבידי הלא אז בארץ לא זרועה רדפתי בבין שדי ולמה מחרת אני צמיתות למעבידי היש בלתך גואל ובלתי אסיר תקווה See you.
You were just listening to Etty Ankari singing the poetry of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. And this is a very interesting album. Just came out a few months ago, actually, brand new. And it is just a beautiful, beautiful album. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi was one of the Middle Ages' most important rabbis. He was a prolific author, legalist, and poet. And in the past decade or so, many of his Hebrew poems have been set to music. And on this absolutely stunning album, Israel's beloved singer Etty Ankari has in her own set, on her own set 11 of Yehuda Halevi's poems to new modern music, and she really performs them with such passion and emotion. Her voice is so dignified and soulful and strong, and she's been around for a long, long time as one of Israel's national singers, but I'm just getting to know her, and so far it's just beautiful what I've heard. So again, that was Etty Ankari singing Yehuda Halevi's poetry off of this beautiful new album that was released just several months ago. And I love finding out that some of my muses and some of the most powerful musicians, or who I feel are some of the most powerful musicians, are actually linked or connected very closely and have even played together, worked together, collaborated together on projects. And this morning, as I was reading a little bit about Etty Ankari, I knew I would be playing David Deor today, whom I played several times on the show, and reading about them, doing a little bit of internet searching, I quickly found that they have performed together and created music together and sung duets together, and a few of which can be found on YouTube that are just beautiful. So Etty Ankari and David Deor doing duets together. Look that up. I think you'll love it. So again, you're listening to Kol Nodedi here. This is CITR, and I'm going to play some David Deor. Not one of their duets, not a duet of his with Ankari, because they don't have that yet, but I'm going to go on a search for that, and as right when I find that, I will definitely share that with you. For now, David Deor, he is a very unique countertenor singer and opera singer, and his repertoire is just so vast. He was born in Israel to a family of Libyan Jewish cantors, and specifically what I found gorgeous of his work are the collected holy songs and the liturgy, basically, much of which is actually Yemenite, and some of the Sabbath songs, which are just absolutely transcendental. So I'm going to begin playing one of his songs, which is one of the prayers, actually, that we sing on the high holidays over Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And then we're going to listen to some of his Sabbath songs. So see what you think of his beautiful voice. This is David Deor, and you're listening to Kol Nodedi. Thank you.
דודי לקראת קלה בני שבת נקבלה שמור וזכור בדיבור אחד ישמיענו אל המיוחד אדוני אחד ושמו אחד לשם ולתפארת ולתהילה לקראת שבת לכו ונלכה כי מקור הברכה מראש מקדם נסוכה סוף מעשה במחשבה תחילה מקדש מלך עיר מלוכה ונמצאים מתוך הפכה רב לך שבט בעמק הבכה
Lecha Dodi, which is what you just heard, is a Hebrew Jewish liturgical song that's recited Friday evening at dusk or sundown to welcome the Sabbath. And it was composed in the 16th century by Shlomo Halevi Alkabetz, who was a Kabbalist from the Galilee city of Tzfat in Israel. And the imagery draws from a lot of from imagery from Isaiah's prophecy of Israel's restoration six of the verses are visions, direct visions of Israel as a bride on the great Sabbath. Very messianic images here. So again, that was Lecha Dodi. That was sung by David Deor, a beautiful, powerful, world-renowned countertenor singer. And, you know, I had prepared a few songs to play here that focus on or that are inspired by the Sabbath, because the high holidays this year in the Jewish calendar mostly fall on the Sabbath, which is kind of extra beautiful. And so, in lieu of that, I would like to play for you one of the Dan Reichel Project's song off of their second album, Ma'amakim. They do a very powerful rendition of a Shabbat song, so I'll play that for you right now. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, and this is CITR.
Take a Shabbat, enough this, enough that. Take a rose too, a sosogado we promote. You see? Omeni ma waka long, jump of father, up of napus long.
Yo, I'm a shanghai,
off of their album Ma'amakim from the Depths. That was Im Tachpetza, sung in Yemenite Hebrew, Yemenite Arabic. And before we were listening to Beyom Shabbat, that was also the Idan Reichel project here again. You're listening to Kol Nodedi here, Nomadic Voice, and today's show has been inspired by the anticipation of the Jewish high holidays drawing very near, starting this Friday evening with Rosh Hashanah. And I'd like to play, in lieu of this, of these beautiful holidays and this time of spiritual preparation and connectedness, this is Erez Yichiel. You're listening to Kol Nodedi.
Medaleg alei arim אותי לגני, אחותי חלה, אחותי חלה. באתי לגני, אחותי חלה, אחותי חלה.
Was Moshav you were just listening to. A band that actually played here recently, several months ago. They're from a musical village located in the hills between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. So again, that was Moshav, and that was off of their album Malachim, Angels. I just played for you a song called Kol Dodi, which I believe is a part of our is an excerpt from Song of Songs. And speaking of local or exciting concerts coming up here in Vancouver, Matis Yahu, the Hasidic reggae rocker, will be coming to Vancouver October 18th, coming up, and will be playing at the Commodore Ballroom. Very exciting. Also, the Idan Reichel Project will be playing in Vancouver I believe, March 4th. So we still have some time to wait for that. But more information, details to come. But stay tuned for that. All right. Habrera Hativit, a band that has been around for a long, long time, a Moroccan-Israeli band drawing on spiritual, liturgical, religious influences in their music and also traditional Moroccan melodies for weddings, etc. This is a beautiful rendition of Dror Yikra. Enjoy, you're listening to Kol Nodedi.
Hör am, was ich hier will,
That was Habrera Hativit, a Moroccan band that's been around for ages. And they were playing Dror Yikra, a traditional song. We're coming to the end of this hour here. And before I leave you off with a little glimpse of Zehava Ben, one of my favorite vocalists, I would just like to thank Ian for calling in and letting us know that Frank London and the Klezmer All-Stars will be coming November 10th to Vancouver. So there are so many cool concerts coming up here. That's Frank London, Matisyahu, Idan Reichel. I hope some women join as well. Well, of course, Idan Reichel Project features the beautiful Kabra, who is one of the main vocalists in that group. But anyways, and I've had to cut some of this, some of my music short today, so I promise I will bring that back. I have actually several Zehava Ben tracks that I wanted to play, some newer pieces that are just beautiful. She has a very powerful voice, and she's somewhat of a legend. And so, thank you for those of you who called in today. It was it's always exciting getting phone calls and hearing your comments and questions. Thank you, Julie, for phoning in, and my dad, and Ugo, and happy anniversary, by the way, to my parents, belated. I just want to say Shana Tova, for those of you who celebrate the Jewish New Year. And may it be a year of success and health and happiness and joy and peace. And with that, I'd also like to say that I will be gone for 4 weeks. The Kol Nodidi will be off the air for 4 weeks because of the high holidays, which all happen to fall on the weekend this year, basically, which is good for work, but not good for Kol Nodidi. In any case, I'll be back here October 18th. So I will see you then. Have a beautiful few weeks, and Shana Tova, Happy New Year, and see you October 18th. Thank you for listening to Kol Nodidi. Bye-bye.
מסית את המבט היכן היינו כל חיינו עם אותה האהבה שמצאנו אז איך לב איך לא חשבנו מה עשינו ואני שר שלא אוכל לתת אמה